I'm Julie. Welcome to Mom Made Plans podcast. This is where you're going to come if you are struggling to do all the things and you want to do it really well. This is where we're giving you the self-awareness infused systems that are actually going to work for you to make it easier and more intentional to feel productive at the end of the day and feel good with how you spent your time. So today we are talking about what we need to spend our time on and what we need to think about for this next month. We are at the beginning of a new month and therefore we're talking about our expectations. There's just a real quick rundown today of just kind of all the things to be thinking about, and stay with me till the end because I remind you that it's more than just this reminder to-do list. There's a next step that you have to take if you actually want to get things done. So hang in there with me through the end. It's a quick episode today, and let's get some stuff done. All right, so we're getting right into it today. Just to really give a quick rundown of this month and what your expectations are for what you want to do this month, and therefore what you need to think about and prepare for right now. We are now into October, which is insane. September feels like it didn't even exist, but here we are. So we're into the fall mode for sure. So if you have not yet decorated for fall, which at the time of me recording this, I have not yet switched over. Last year I was a little overambitious and I think I decorated like September 1st, like switched to fall. And then by the time Thanksgiving got here, I was so ready to switch. I was like, okay, enough fall, even though I love it and it's my favorite. So if you have also waited till like the official, we just hit like the official beginning of fall in the last week or so, getting that transition, if you still have a few summer things lingering, this is the time to do kind of that look through of the house. Is there anything else like random pillows or decor that is still summer that you want to clear out and switch over to the fall season? So getting that like, okay, putting it on the calendar for this week to make that happen, because otherwise, you're just going to keep going and never get to it. So whenever you do want to do it, put it on the calendar so you know you will block time to just get it done and enjoy it, hopefully. Hopefully, you're only doing this if you enjoy it and not out of obligation. So that's a whole nother expectation layer. Like if you're going extreme over the top and you're feeling resentful, don't do that. Like scale back on what you do. So it's a good little self-check here of, do you want to do more or less? And just kind of reevaluate how much you want to do. Now, trying to catch you before it gets too late, if your kids participate in Halloween activities, they need a costume. And so that always sneaks up so fast and we're not prepared. So especially if you're trying to make a costume, now is the time to get going or ordering a costume so it's not that last minute rush and you're not able to get the one you want because Amazon has that one back ordered or wherever. You're not going to get it in time for the activities that happen before Halloween, because we have like Halloween in our head, but there's a Halloween party the week before, trunk or treat the week before. So just really getting ahead of the game and talking to your kids, figuring out what that costume is, and start making progress on putting that together or ordering it so that you're not scrambling. Okay, then second part of Halloween prep is the candy. Go ahead, just buy the candy before it gets crazy late and you can't get what you want. You're having to pay extra for the more expensive kind. So make the trip, go ahead, buy the Halloween candy so you're all set up. But then moving to a different segment of fall is thinking about the food they were eating, because going from summer to fall, there's just a different vibe. Like we're probably not having a lot of soup in summer and some of those crock pot dishes. It's like that becomes our new favorite appliance to incorporate. A, for busier schedules that you can do things in advance, but we're just want more of that warm, cozy food. So shout out to Meal Planning 101 course. If you have not gone to check that out yet, mommadeplans.com/mealplanning101. Part of what we talk about in that is figuring out sort of your go-to list of meals that you have. And it's helpful to create a separate sort of list for different seasons. And so this is a season I would say you can kind of start thinking about in what you're having for dinner most of the time to start remembering like, okay, let's throw in some soup recipes or casseroles or whatever that you haven't had in a while, just fall flavors, pumpkin and all of that. So it's a good time to kind of look back on what fall recipes you like to do and keep that in your repertoire for when you're going grocery shopping to start buying some of those ingredients to have them on hand. And yeah, any fall baking or whatever that may be, just to go ahead and be prepared. So when the mood strikes, you really want pumpkin bread or whatever, you have the canned pumpkin available, whatever you need. So now is a great time to get that meal planning in order that you have the ingredients you need and you have ideas of foods that you're going to enjoy during this season as the temps get a little bit cooler. So great time to get proactive there. And again, I help guide you through all of that to make it a quick get the system in place and get meal planning if that's not something you already do. If you have questions about it, message me. I would be happy to answer anything. But head over to mommadeplans.com/mealplanning101. You can see for yourself the results you get of having your family participate in what's for dinner and even helping with the meals. Like if you're frustrated about dinner, it's not going to magically change overnight until you do something different, right? So now's the time to take that stress off the table, so to speak. Let's figure out the system. Let's figure out what you guys want to eat for dinner all the time and not panic all day, not knowing what it's going to be. So join me, Meal Planning 101, and let's get you set up so we can just move on from that stressor of your day. There's plenty of other things to stress out and spend your time on. Like that doesn't have to be one of them. So I'm just shouting from the rooftops here. Don't let that be one of your big stressors. Like that is an easy thing we can improve. All right, there's my soapbox for meal planning. Okay, then after we kind of get all these components, we've got the fall vibes in the house, we're ready for Halloween, we're getting our dinner plans. Another fall thing to prepare for is our clothes. So this is a good time to start pulling out those fall clothes. And if you don't have a separate like storage location for those, maybe it's just the other part of your closet, go ahead and rearrange so those are easier to access, not the things you're having to reach and stretch for. Or like my kids' clothes, like maybe the shorts are currently in a higher up drawer and the pants are down low. Well, let's go ahead and swap it out and put the pants up at the top or whatever the most accessible drawer is. Just make it easier. That's all we're looking for here is we so often just deal with stuff and it's more time consuming and annoying, but we never stop and kind of look back to be like, why am I doing this to myself? Why am I making this so complicated of like being annoyed of reaching for stuff every day when I just need to move it and make it easier? So that's my encouragement for you today is just move things and make it more convenient. And this is a good time as well, especially with your kids' clothes, to check sizes. If they've grown, pants are too short now and needing to get new clothes, or maybe it's that fall winter jacket that you need to get. So again, before you find yourself in a panic that the temps drop and you're like, oh no, I don't have any jacket that my kid can wear or warm clothes. So go ahead and do a little inventory check there of clothing to make sure you have what you need. This is all just steps to be proactive and not find yourself in a rushed situation where you're going to be more stressed and panicked and spending more money. Like these are all the things that we are trying to be proactive of. What do we need to think about that's coming up? What are the expectations of what we want? and what are just like the realistic expectations of what the needs are and what can be like hand-me-downs and what needs to be new and how you feel about that. So to go ahead and decide now what you want to do and start taking those actions. And then finally, so all the fall fun things here to think about, but we know it's already in the stores. Christmas is coming, which is exciting, but it's always weird. I'm not ready to see it yet, even though I love Christmas. But it's a good time so that we're not, again, last minute. Go ahead and like float the idea of what do we want for Christmas? Like, what do the kids want for Christmas? And not spend so much all at one time. Like, maybe we can start to purchase a few little things, like even some stocking gifts or that one thing you know they want, like to write it down for like Amazon Prime days. I think there's another one coming up. I'm not sure. But definitely like Black Friday and Cyber Monday will be coming. And so even now, just making a list of, hey, what are the things I want to be on the lookout for deals? Like, be very intentional of what you're looking for and to be able to get those. So that's kind of my pitch to go ahead and think about it and what gifts are needed or what things need to be purchased in these last couple months, and be proactive and look for the deals. Like, why not utilize that? So that is our October roundup here of what is on the horizon and what to look for. So I want this to be more than just a reminder. It's hopefully that reminder of things that we can forget and not think about, or we have been thinking about, but we keep forgetting. So this is your other reminder. But let's go ahead and take the action. So that's where you need to get in your calendar and write things down of like, if you need to do, make the list of what I want to buy on Cyber Monday, like put it in your calendar for right before then. Do the fall clothes switchover, put it in the calendar. Like, if you want to actually get these things done, you guys, and not carry the weight of like, oh, I need to do this, oh, I need to do this in the back of my head, write it down, because then you release that from your brain power that it's constantly thinking about that when you have a million other things to think about. Write it down, put it in the calendar, and then you know when you're going to deal with that and you don't have to stress about it right now. You're like, nope. Yep, I've got that written down. I'm going to deal with that later. Got it. Check. So I just really want that habit in association with these monthly expectations, the things we're talking about to prepare for. Take the minute to write it in your calendar. Take the minute to just plan out when you're going to deal with things. You don't have to deal with it all right now. It's just choosing a time when you will, so that you make sure it happens and you're not carrying the stress all the time of all the things you have to do. So yeah, I just hope this is encouraging, that you can just start creating this system of staying on top of things and not rushing. And really, this whole method is called, I call it the assign a time method. And that is what that free training video that I've been sharing about, if you have not looked at it yet, to go to mommadeplans.com/one step. And that's where it's less than 14 minutes and you will have this strategy. I go well beyond just this, but to really get ahead and stay on top of things so that you're not stressing about to-dos and deadlines and events, and you can really just be on top of it and know you're handling it and not have to worry about it anymore. So it is seriously a major superpower to have this, and that's my other soapbox I'm going to shout from, a really simple one-step tool that everyone can do to relieve stress and stay on top of things. So join me in that. And again, if you have questions about any of this, always reach out to me, leave me a message. I'd love to answer any questions and maybe even turn it into a podcast and give you a shout out here. So I am here for you guys. Don't forget. That's why I'm here and we're having these conversations, is to make our lives easier. So share with me what's up and we'll work together for solutions. All right, go get that calendar out and set those expectations and planning ahead for what you need to get done this month. All right, thanks for hanging out as always. We are ready to be productive today. We're going through all the things to think about and accomplish. So utilize these systems to get things done. Again, like check out the meal planning 101 course to get you all squared away for fall dinner time and all year for that matter. Check out the one-step productivity video training so that you can utilize more of this assign a time method to make every day easier. So check the show notes. Everything is always there all the time. And if you're looking for more help with other topics, don't forget on the website, mommadeplans.com/episodes, you can search all the podcast episodes. You can look at it by category. You can search a topic and it will show you relevant episodes. So if you're ever like, oh man, I really need some decluttering help right now, or I really need some mindset shift help or routines, go ahead and look up based on that, and you can always kind of quickly see there the episodes that are going to help you the most and not have to aimlessly scroll through in your podcast player to try and find the right episode. So just a quick reminder that that is a resource that is there for you. So, all right, hope you have an amazing week and are ready to get some things done that we talked about today.